Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Lord, for it. Psalms 85, I'll give you a simple little thought here, then we'll go home tonight. Psalms 85, and I want to look at one verse, and I'll read this verse to you, and then I'm going to go back in the chapter and bring some things out before we get to this verse. Let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word. We've got youth revival starting tomorrow night, and it's not just youth revival, it's revival for everybody, amen? But I mean what I'm fixing to say, I'm interested in revival, and I really am. I'm interested in God doing something in our midst, and I appreciate what He has been doing. God sure has been stirring some things in recent days, and I'm thankful for that. He's doing some things behind the scene that I wish I could share with you some things that I've prayed about for a long time, and in days to come I will, but I stand amazed at what the Lord is doing, amen? But in the midst of God moving, I don't want to get complacent. I want God to continue to stir me up and to revive me. Matter of fact, the New Testament talks about the inner man, the new man being renewed day by day, and can I just say this? I need revival every day of my life. I need God to revive me. I need God to stir me up, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but every day of my life. When I wake up, I have to pray, God, You get in my head before I get in my head today. Amen? And look what the Bible said, Psalms 85, and verse number 6 is a familiar verse, but He says this, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? He is referring to the saved. It's who He's referring to. He's not referring to the lost man right there. He's referring to the saved man, if you want to preach it in our dispensation or in our day. He's saying that the saved man needs revival in his life. And I just want to talk to you about that for a few minutes. Father, I love You tonight. And God, I stand in a place where in the arm of the flesh, I'll do nothing but fail. So I pray that over the next few minutes, God, that You'd help us and use us and touch us tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that You'd touch our mind. I pray, God, that You'd touch us physically tonight. God, I pray that You'd touch us spiritually tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that we'd learn from Your Word. We'll be careful to give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" As I read this, I have to go back and beginning verse number 1. I think it's very important whenever you study the Word of God and you read your Bible tonight that you study it in context. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean by that?" Simply, what is the context of the verse? I understand that there is practical applications and prophetical implications, but there is a contextual view of the verse. What is he saying in the context? Well, look what he said in verse number 1. He said, "Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin." Selah. "Thou hast taken away all the wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger." He goes back in the beginning of the psalm and begins to remind us of the goodness of God. He begins to tell us of how good God has been to us. And can I just say this to you tonight? We do serve a good God tonight. It don't matter what we're faced with. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter if the sun is shining or if it's the darkest of midnights. God's still God. God's still holy. God's still righteous. God has never made a mistake. God never will make a mistake. And God is still good no matter what we're going through. By way of introduction in verse number 1, God's favor is displayed. He said, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. God's favor is displayed. He shows kindness to his people. He brought back what was lost. There was a restoration that he deals with there. In verse number 2, God's forgiveness is delivered. God's forgiveness is delivered. What did he say? Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all of their sin. Can I just say this to you tonight? I sure am thankful for the forgiveness of God that has been delivered to us. We didn't deserve deliverance. We didn't deserve forgiveness. But I sure am thankful we've got a God in his favor displayed forgiveness to us. And it's because of the grace of a holy God that we're saved tonight. It's because of the mercies of God. It's because of his goodness that we have been forgiven. He talks about their iniquity was pardoned and their sin was covered. The heart of God, what is that? It's mercy over judgment. Can I just say that again? It's mercy over judgment. God could have poured judgment out on us, but God chose mercy over judgment. I don't know about you tonight, but I sure am thankful for that, because judgment is what I deserved. I deserved to die and go to hell. I didn't deserve the mercies of God, but he says, hey, let me remind you of the mercies of God that came to where you was at in your lost condition and found you. There's God's forgiveness that's delivered. There's God's favor that's displayed. I'm headed somewhere. But look in verse 3. There's God's fury dismissed. The fury of... you need to get a hold of that. The fury of God was dismissed. Oh, yes, what does he say? Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. You know what he's saying? Here's what he's saying. God's fury has been dismissed. Wrath was turned away and not poured out. We did deserve the wrath of God. But can I tell you where the wrath of God was displayed at? It was not on you and it was not on me. But it was on a hill far away on an old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago. The fierceness of God was put on the darling Lamb of God. Why? So you and I did not have to go through the wrath of God. It was all placed on him. I'm headed somewhere. He's showing us that. The fierceness of his anger was restrained. I read this today. It said, God's goodness shines brightest when he withholds what we deserve. Can I say that again? God's goodness, the goodness of God, it shines the brightest when he withholds from us what we deserve. Let me tell you what we deserve tonight. We don't deserve to be sitting here. We don't deserve to have nice homes. We don't deserve to have the vehicles we do. We don't deserve any of it. The only thing we deserve tonight is to die and go to a devil's hell. Oh, but is there anybody else that's thankful for the grace of God and the mercy of God and the goodness of God? When we look at wrath and look at the goodness of God, that's when it shines the brightest in our life. So he reminds them of all of that. He comes down to verse 6 and says this, "Wilt thou?" Who is the thou? Well, verse 4 says, "Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger towards us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw thine anger to all generations?" Wilt thou? Who is the thou? It's God. The context of the scripture takes us back to verse number 4. Turn us, O God. Can I show you two or three things about revival? Number one, there is the person that can send revival. Who is it? Wilt thou? There is but one that can send revival. Hear me and hear me well. Some of the greatest preachers in America will be here the next 3 days. Some of the greatest singers there is that's got a touch of God on them will be here the next 3 days. Some of the choice youth groups in America, in my opinion, will be here the next 3 days. Oh, but hear me and hear me well. They'll not bring revival. A preacher will not bring revival. A singer will not bring revival. If we ever have revival, it'll come from God Almighty. Hey, the psalmist didn't ask nobody else. He didn't call the preacher up. He didn't call the singer up. Here's what he said. If revival's going to come, it's going to come from God or it will not come. Oh, we may drum up some emotion. Are you with me? We may drum up some emotion. I'm talking about something that will last. I'm telling you where it comes from tonight. It does come from me. I can't bring revival to the church. I can pray that God would send it, and I do. I can preach and beg you to get right with God, and I do. But I'm telling you, the only way we'll ever see revival, it'll have to come from God. We can't manufacture it. Hear me and hear me well. What we've got to have at Amazing Grace Baptist Church, it's not more people. It's not more singers. I tell you what we've got to have. We've got to have a touch of the Holy Ghost. We've got to have the power of God. Without him, everything will fail. Wilt thou, the person that sends revival? It comes from God tonight, church. Hear me. We need to pray. Hear me. We need to sing. We need to preach. We need to pray. We need to sing. We need to preach. We need to live right. We need to walk right. We need to talk right. I'm telling you, every bit of that, doing every bit of that will never bring revival. We cannot do it. It takes God. We've got to have him. We've got to have him. Number one, I see the person that sends revival. Number two, I see the procedure of revival. There is a procedure that takes place. Wilt thou not, what's the next word? Revive us again. The procedure that takes place is reviving. When you study this word out right here, it's interesting. And just very simply, here's what it means. It means to bring back to the consciousness of life. It means to bring back to use. You know what the psalmist is saying? He's saying this, "Lord, will you bring me back to the consciousness of life?" I ask you a question tonight. Number one, I would ask this, are you saved? And if you are, I would ask another question. Do you remember the day that you got saved? Do you remember the joy that was unspeakable and full of glory? No, you may not have run a lap around the church. You may not have cut 7 backflips. You may not have waved your hands. But boy, deep down inside, there was something. Oh, yes. There was something different. There was a load that was lifted off. There was a freedom that you didn't have. All of a sudden, man, it looked like the grass was a little bit greener and the birds sung a little bit louder. And whenever the preacher read the Bible after that, there was something real about it. Why? Because you'd got saved. You'd been born again. Man, there was an excitement deep down inside of you. I've heard a lot of you's testimonies. I was there when several of you here got saved. I've heard you talk about, boy, the change God made in your life. But here's what happens over time. We began to allow the circumstances of this life to cause that fire that's burning within us to dwindle down. That joy that was once there, it's just not there anymore. That time when you sung in the choir and you raised your hand, not out of habit, but you raised it because something inside, are you hearing the preacher tonight? Something, boy, something inside was going, that's right there. Whoa, yes. I'm on the winning side now. Jesus is everything I need. Are you hearing me tonight? But because of different things in our life, somebody said something to us at the church and hurt our feelings. Somebody help the preacher now. And all of a sudden, when we go down there to the church, we've got a chip on our shoulder. And probably the truth of the matter is this. They never really said anything to hurt your feelings. You had your feelings on your shoulder when you got there. Somebody standing over in the corner was talking. And when you walked by, they stopped talking because their conversation was over. But to you, hello, Tokyo. And now all of a sudden, when the preacher preaches, there's nothing there. When the choir sings and they got the power of God on them and everybody else is saying, amen, hallelujah, praise God, there's nothing rolling inside. You know what the procedure of revival is? This, it's God bringing you back to the consciousness of life. It's God restoring you again. It's God stirring you up again. Let me tell you what I need every day that I wake up. I need God to bring me back to the consciousness of life. Let me tell you what we need at Amazing Grace Baptist Church. We need God to stir us one more time and bring us back to the consciousness of life. You ain't no good to nobody when you're unconscious. You know what? Everything may be going really good around you and the church prospering and the church growing and God blessing it just head over heels, but because you're unconscious, all you see is everything that's wrong in the church. You tell you what you need? You need God to get down in your heart tonight. You need God to stir around in your heart. You need a procedure that only God can give you. There's the procedure of revival. There's the person that sends revival. There's the procedure of revival. But now watch this. There is the people of revival. Who is the people of revival? It's the saved. Revival, hear me tonight, revival is not necessarily a bunch of people getting saved. That is a product of revival. But revival is this.
Revival is those that have been saved being brought back to the consciousness of life. It's those that used to sing starting to sing again. It's those that used to shout starting to shout again. It's those that used to have the Spirit of God moving in them having the Spirit of God moving in them again. It's those that used to serve starting to serve again. The people of revival is the saved tonight. It's the saved. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you need it? Do you need it? You know what? A lot of times we do this. Well, you know what? I wish old Sister Wigglejaws was here tonight. She could have used that. Well, I'm glad Wigglejaws wasn't here tonight. Because Wigglejaws causes me a lot of sleepless nights. Somebody say amen if you've ever been in a pastor's shoes before. Hey, Brother Ramsey said amen. You understand, don't you? I'm not asking you about anybody else. I'm asking you about you. The people of revival, it's the saved tonight. Was there ever a time you read your Bible more than you do now? Was there ever a time that you prayed more than you do now? Was there ever a time you witnessed more than you do now? Was there ever a time that you're more faithful to the things of God than you are now? Hey, if there was, let me tell you what you need tonight. You need a procedure. From God, the people of it is the saved. Now watch this, wilt thou not revive us? Note the next word, again. That's the possibility of revival. Again. They've had it one time. And you know what he's saying? He's saying this, I want to do it again. Amen. I think about that old song, touch me again, Lord. Touch me again. I don't know if you've ever heard that old song, but if you hadn't, go home and Google it. Let me tell you what we need tonight. We need God to touch us again. And can I just say something to you? It's possible to have revival. I was thinking in the past few weeks, it's popped up on my phone numerous times. Memories from 2016. Boy, what a year. What an amazing year. What God done in 2016, the beginning of it, that revival that broke out here. Then we went to Foothills Youth Camp, and it broke out in it. Went 5 weeks in it, over 200 saved, several men called to preach that's in the ministry today. And can I say this? I thank God for every bit of it. I praise God for every bit of it. I exalt His name for every bit of it. But hear me and hear me well. It's 2025. God's still on the throne. God has not changed. If God done it back then, hear me tonight, God can do it right now. The possibility of it, He can do it again. He can. Got one more point and I'm done. The purpose of it. What's the purpose of revival? Well, here's the way he closes out, that thy people, again, that's the saying, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Let me tell you the purpose of revival. It's to bring us back to a state of thankfulness for who He is. This verse that is so well known in churches today is the revival verse. How many times have you went to revival and heard Psalms 85 preached on? But I've seen something in it today that I've not seen all the times that I preached it. And here it is. Wilt thou, that's God. It starts out with God. Not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee. It starts out with God and it ends up with God. Let me tell you, the purpose of revival, it's to bring you back into a relationship with God like you once had before, and to bring you back to a place where you get your eyes off of men. There's nothing that is said about men right there. It's bringing us back to a place where we don't look at our brother, and we don't look at our sister, and we don't look at a lost and dying world. Oh, but when we see him for who he is and his goodness on our life, then it will cause us to say, hey, God, I sure do appreciate it. Revival will start with God, and revival will end with God. It's all centered around him. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. She's coming to play softly. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Do you need revival? Do you need revival? Can I be honest with you? I need revival. Can I be honest with you? I get tired sometimes. I get tired, man. I'm telling you. I don't get tired of preaching. I do get tired of dealing with nonsense sometimes. I'm just being real with you. If I can't be honest with you after 18 years, I just need to go somewhere else. I get tired sometimes. I'm going to tell you, man, it was a difficult week. I'm not complaining. I'm being honest. I'm thankful for the ministry. I'm thankful for what God's called me to do. I don't want to do nothing else. I'm going to tell you, it was a draining week, Brother Ramsey. It was a draining week. Yesterday, I done that column on, said, hey, let's have a prayer meeting tomorrow night. I know that would spare the moment. There's still about 40 or 45 came. But you may tell you the reason I done that. I'm not saying nothing, something's wrong with you if you didn't come. You know me better than that. I'm just telling. Let me tell you the reason I did that. Because I needed to pray a while. And I needed to be around God's people a while. That's the reason I done that. Afterwards, we went home and we was all sitting at the house. Everybody started to go to bed, and I looked over at Miss Leslie. And I said, I sure am thankful we had prayer meeting tonight. She said, me too. I said, let me tell you what I needed. I just needed to talk to the Lord a little while and to be around some of his people. And let me tell you what God done in my heart last night. I went from being tired and give out. Man, I went to bed and I didn't sleep much. Well, let me back up and rephrase it. I didn't rest much. There's a difference in sleeping and resting. Y'all with me? I tossed and turned, and I seen the clock numerous times through the night. But boy, I got up this morning, and I just couldn't wait to get down to the church house. I just couldn't wait to hear the choir sing. Let me tell you the reason why. When we're tired, and when we give out, and when we're beat down from the world, I'm glad that we've got a God that can finger around in our heart and can revive us. Let me tell you how many times I need revival a week. At least 7 times. Every day I wake up, I need God to revive me, man. I need God to stir my heart. Let me tell you what I need this week. Let me tell you the reason I'm so excited about meeting this week. I'm going to get to sit and listen to preaching. I'm going to get to sit. 2 of my favorite preachers of all time will be here. I'm going to get to sit, and I'm going to get to listen to them preach. And you know what I'm praying? Oh, God, send revival to Amazing Grace Baptist Church. And God, let it start with me. God, let it start. You know what I need? I need him. I need a breath. I need a breath of God. I need the move of God. I need the power of God. God, would you revive us one more time? God, would you stir our hearts one more time as we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.